Okay, so we're going to go over some of the things we spoke about yesterday. Just to get it clear, we're on Daf Zayin Amid Aleph. Zayin Amid Aleph, the Gemara says, Tani Rav Tachlifa Bar Ma'arova, Kamei D'Ravavo. Bar Ma'arova means he's from Ma'arova. That's where he was from. He's from Eretz Yisrael. Shnayim Adukim Metalis. We mentioned, why does it say Adukim and not Eichzim? Adukim makes it sound like you're holding him more. You actually have your hands on the talis. Zen noitel amokum shiyada magas. Zen noitel amokum shiyada magas. Vashar chokin bishoveh. And the rest you split bishoveh. Why does it say bishoveh? Vashar chokin. Always it says the Mishnah. Shnayim Adukim Metalis. Chokin. What is chokin bishoveh? So we said that maybe you would have thought that maybe if one is holding more of the talis, maybe he would get also more of what's in between, because his mechzakais maybe is like stronger than the other person. Usually when you have two people holding onto the talis, each one is mechzak in half. But over here where I have more of the talis in my hand than you have in your hand, we think maybe over there the chokin would be based on my achiza. That's what it's saying. Chokin b'shav. The rest, you split 50-50. What's in my hand, if I have 30% in my hand, you have 10% in your hand, I get 30%, you get 10%, and the shah we're going to split 50-50, as opposed to the parts that are in our hands. The choyra does ken zayin l'pshah. Akoponim says the Gemara, that's the din, Rav Tani Rav Tachlifa says, Zeno ito mokum shalom, that's not the mokum shalom, the shah chokim b'shav. Machli Rav Avoh u b'shavuah. Rav Avoh pointed and said, it's with the shavuah. We said, to the b'shatim of machbile, where is he pointing? Either he's pointing up, Rashi says to Shemayim, or he's pointing at the talus. It says, this is b'shavuah. Only that's b'shavuah. We learned that way in the Ramah. That's where the Ramah says, the only thing you're making the shavuah on is actually the stuff in the middle. You don't make a shavuah on the rest of it. Maybe that's what he's saying. Ubishvua. Zostavisin, that's the only thing you're making the shavuah on, is on this thing's shavuah. Tosis, however, says you're making the shavuah on the whole thing. Tosis is going to have to learn like the Rambam, the Chayra, unless he's pointing at everything, but it doesn't sound like that. He's pointing up. But why do we say, why are you pointing up when you make a shavuah? Because every shavuah is always Ba'ashem. La'ashem, Ba'ashem. Every shavuah is in Hashem. That's why when you point upwards when you make a shavuah. Akopanim. But our Mishnah that says that doesn't say anything about Notel and Mokum Yagadis, how can you find the case of our Mishnah? We asked that we brought a question that what do you mean? We could say the case is talking about where each one is Yoramagas Ad Chetzi. Why is that not the case? So Setupshat, if you understand that the Shavuah is only on what they're not holding, so then you can't say Yoramagas. Yoramagas, there's no Shavuah. However, if you say that the Shavuah is even on what's in their hands, so why can't we say that's the case? So over there we said another pshat, and maybe that's not called the Yachloiku. So what David was saying, it's not called the Yachloiku, it's called Zenot HaMokum Yachloiku. Happens to be, it's 50-50, it's still not Midin Yachloiku. So therefore, we would prefer not to choose to say that pshat. I'll call upon him. It says, the Gemara, Amar Papa, the Tzvisi Bekar Rekashta. He's holding on to the Karakashta. So we had said yesterday that what's the machlokes between the Rambam and Tosfos? Why it is that the Rambam holds that the Shavuah is only on what's in the middle, and Tosfos holds the Shavuah is on everything. We said a ken zayin the machlokes l'shitasam. Is the Shavuah our Mishnah? Shavuah is on noitlin or Shavuah is on iftar? The Rambam holds the Shavuah our Mishnah is the Shavuah is ha noitlin. Tosfos holds the Shavuah our Mishnah is the Shavuah is ha niftar. So if the Shavuah is an iftar, then it doesn't bother us to extend the Shavuah even on what's biyadoi. Why? Because Masha biyadoi is also niftar, clearly niftar. However, according to the Rambam, which is also, we said Rashi Shita, that holds that the Shavuah of our Mishnah is the Shavuah Sadnoi. You can't extend the Shavuah of our Mishnah also onto what is also... Biyadai, because that's niftar, and this is noitlin, it's niftar. So you can't make that. Therefore, the Rambam says the Shavuah is only on what's between them, because on that he's a noitel, but it's on biyadai, they're not. You could use this perhaps to answer another. You could say in another nusach, it's basically the same thing, and with that nusach is as follows: the chalukah in our Mishnah is a chalukah mitam vadai or chalukah mitam safik. Tosfos says you have an anan sadi the might of a sadi deu. Anan sadi means that the chorit says it's chuk mitam vadai. Rashi had said on daf chesam et aleph that the din of our Mishnah is maman amutu b'safik chokin b'shvua. Rashi holds the chuk is mitam safik. So if the chaluk of our Mishnah is mitam safik, so the chayra what's biyada is not a safik. So the shvua of maman amutu b'safik chokin b'shvua is not going to apply to masha biyada. It's basically the same thing, the way that we were understanding. By shaking according to Tosfos, the chulka is also mitam barai. So what's the difference between what's in between and what's in his hands? Both of them, we know for sure it's his. What's in his hands, he's muchzuk mamish, and what's in between, he's muchzuk in half, and on side him, so therefore, that lechoira could be the machlokes here between Tosfos and the Rambam. Al kupanim, the Gemara says, so what's our case in our Mishnah? He's holding on to karkashta. What is karkashta? Rashi says karkashta are just the strings, and what is the value of the karkashta according to Rashi? Nothing. Zero value at all. The karkashta is not worth anything. The karkashta are like the strings we really wish. There's actually Rashi, other places say that you'd rather cut them off. These are strings that a person doesn't even want having. They're like things that are like that they're imperfections to the beged. Mashenkin, we saw yesterday, the Rosh. The Rosh says the karkashta is less than gimel al gimel. Rashi says the karkashta, it's even Rashi by us. What does Rashi say? What's the karkashta? Says Rashi. Begardin shemishnei Rosh and shekorin barnayish. The Lazei Rashi says, if you look on the side of the Gemara, pirish chutin shemishtairin besoif beged shechoytchim in a beged. You cut it off. You don't want it there. This is the stuff that's like, it's dangling. It's not, it's, this is the imperfection. That's the way Rashi learns. The Rosh learns that it's anything less than gimel al gimel. Gimel al gimel. What does that mean? Where did the Rosh get that from? We said the Choyra, the Rosh is coming from the next Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Says the Gemara. Amar Mesharshia, Shmami no, Hai Sudra, Kivan Tavis Bei, Shalosh al Shalosh, Karina Bei, Vinasan Reyeo. It says in the Gemara that once a person is holding shalosh al shalosh, it's considered nasan, but less than shalosh al shalosh. It's not nasan l'reyehu. So the Rosh is l'chor coming from the Gemara. The Gemara says if you want to have kiman depasik, the kiman depasik dummy. How is it kiman depasik if it's more than shalosh al shalosh? Less than shalosh al shalosh is not kiman depasik. The Chayra, what's going to be pshat in the Rashi? If you take a look at Rashi, I believe that Rashi addresses this question for us. What does Rashi say? Take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Hai sudra, shma mina, mina tani al makom shiyada magaz kanila. Hai sudra shel koine, shekoine by kinyan. Kima the tavis be makne shalosh al shalosh kuni be shalosh ishnal v'nasan v'yeo. Why? The commander pasuk dami. V'kanya makne." And it's going to work. Kinyan Sudar is, it's like a symbolic kinyan, that now the mecher is going to be nikna lokech. Says Rashi, v'davka nokat shalosh al shalosh, dekli bo inon, dechsev noaloi, it has to be like his, noaloi is his shoe, or his glove. U'batzir mishalosh etzbois lav begedhu, kidash kum gabe tuma. Says Rashi, it has to be shalosh shalosh means shalosh etzbois, the size of three fingers, because less than that is not a kli. Says Rashi, being that you need kli, less than three etzbois is not a kli. So according to Rashi, when the Gemara says Hai Sudra, Kivan the Tavis be shalosh shalosh kriyim v'rasan reyeo kaman the pasuk tami, the din of shalosh shalosh is not a din in kaman the pasuk. What's the din of shalosh shalosh? Why do I need to have shalosh al shalosh? It's a sheer kli. It's not a kli without that. If it was less than shalosh al shalosh, maybe it would still be command the pasak. It just wouldn't have a shem kli. And in order for a person to make a kinyan sudar, it says in the pasak in no aloi, that's to be a kli. Less than that is not a kli. Memela lechoira, it comes out that according to Rashi, the whole din of shalosh al shalosh is not a din in that lesson that is not called Keman DePasak. It's Keman DePasak, even anything you're holding is going to be Keman DePasak. But, because I'm holding it. But in order for it to work for Kinyan Sudar, it needs to be that it's Shalosh HaShalosh to be a Kli. The Me'iri, however, argues, we gave out the Marav HaKoymes, and the Me'iri says that the following thing. What would be if a person has something that's less than Shalosh Al Shalosh, and it's not connected to anything. Let's say you have a beged that's less than shalosh al shalosh, and the person picks that up by itself. Will that work for kinyan sudah? It's less than shalosh al shalosh. It's not connected to anything. A bottle cap. A bottle cap is less than shalosh al shalosh. Will that work for kinyan suda? According to Rashi, it's mashmanan. In order to be a kli, has to be shalosh al shalosh. Says the Meiri, of course it'll work. The only time you need shalosh al shalosh is if you want to separate something from something else. You have a beged. I want to hold on to part of the beged. So if it's not shalosh al shalosh, I can't separate it from the rest of the beged. So the chayra is a machlokes here, Meiri and Rashi. If the din of shalosh al shalosh is a din in keman de pasak, or it's just a din in kli. Rashi holds it's a din in kli. So memela, when we go back to our sugya is talking about two people holding onto a talis, each one is saying it's his. We're not talking about being kind of kinyan sudar. It doesn't have to be a kli. So Rashi says, anything that you're holding on the beged is going to be keman de pasak. Why by sudar do we need shalosh al shalosh? That's the Gzeres of Kosov in Sudar, and it's Kli. Masha'en came, the Rosh says, no. The Rosh says, if I'm holding less than Shalosh Al Shalosh, I'm not going to get it. Why not? Because Shalosh Al Shalosh is a din in Keman de Pasak. It's not a din in Chalipin. If a person would have a Kli that's less than Shalosh Al Shalosh, but it's not connected to anything else, it would be kindness, says the Meiri. Why? There's no din in Chalipin that has to be Shalosh Al Shalosh. It's just a din in Keman de Pasak. That's going to be the machlokes that we have here between Rashi and the Rosh as to whether there's a din of shalosh al shalosh in the talis. According to Rashi, shnayim oichas of a talis means the dafka holding on to just the karkashta. It's about it's a doichek just in the metzias. How are they only holding on to the karkashta? Al kopanim azoikum tois.
Could you say that even according to Rashi? If the thing is, it's a klim mitzah atzma, it's going to be chalim and
halachim shalosh shalosh. If it's what?
If it's a klim mitzah atzma, let's say,
aside
for
being,
even though it's
an etzma klim. In a chanami. In a chanami. In other words, it could be that it's just a din in a beged. A beged needs to be shalosh shalosh shalosh. That could be. But I understand. But I understand. The ma'isa. Yeah. A beged that's not shalosh shalosh is not considered to be a beged. A bottle cap, maybe it's considered a beged because it's a be'etzem a beged. It's a kli. But just a piece of cloth that doesn't have anything that's be'etzem making it into a beged, it needs to have a sheer shalosh shalosh to be a beged. Okay. Zok the Gemara Viter. Amar HaMashar Sheshmai Minai Sudra Kivin the Tavis Mei Shalosh Shalosh Kivin Minas Oyeo Kaman the Pasuk Dami Vikani Vikani. Frak the Gemara, Umay Shna Midir Av Chizda. The Amar Av Chizda, Get Biyadah, Mashiach Biyadah. Get Biyadah, Mashiach Biyadah, Im Yochal Lenat Go La Biyah, Etzla Eina Megureshes, Im Lav Megureshes. The Gemara is fragging a kasha. Frak the Gemara, Umay Shna Midir Av Chizda. I have two different ways of understanding the Gemara's question. The Gemara says, why is this different than Rav Chista? By Rav Chista we say, get biyadah, mishicha biyadah, im yochal enat go laviyo etzlai enim megureshes, vim lav megureshes. Does the Gemara mean to ask that over there it should not work because it's yochal enat goy? Or does the Gemara mean to ask over here it should work because it's Keman de Pasak? What's the Gemara's question? In other words, we came along, or Misharashia said, a sudra that's Shalosh al Shalosh, that's Keman de Pasak dummy, and therefore you're Kaina. Says the Gemara, why is it any different than the case over there of Get Biyadah Mashiach Biyadah? Does the Gemara mean to say that you see over there, Yochel Enatko stops a Kenyan, Yochel Enatko over here should also stop a Kenyan? Is that the Gemara's question? Or is the Gemara's question, let me just finish, or the Gemara's question is, hold on a second, you see Keman de Pasak means that we look at it as a separate entity, so who cares that it's Keman, that's Yochel Enatkoi? What does Yochel Enatkoi have to do with anything? It's Keman de Pasak. I don't care about Yochel Enatkoi. What does the Gemara mean to say?
It's either or, why are they different? It's not the same, why is one, why is it not like the other? Maybe it's just saying, why is this one not like this one? Why are they not the same? It's not like,
I got it. But my question is like this. This is really a question in Lamdas. Would you say that Kaman de Pasak would override Yochel and Natkoi? Is that where the Havamina was? The Kaman de Pasak is going to make it, even though it's Yochel and Natkoi, still we're going to ignore Yochel and Natkoi? Is that what we mean to say? Or does Gemara mean to say that Yochel and Natkoi should interfere with the fact that it's come on the bus?
Right, it
says a lashon m, which sounds like a
halachah type of. I'll give you an example. I'll explain to you what I mean by spouse. Is the case of our Mishnah yochel and atik? Is the case of our Mishnah yochel and atik? How do you know?
Says in
case of our Mishnah. Is the case of our Mishnah, Shnayim Otsim Metalis. Is our Mishnah Yochel and Atik?
Seems like it's not.
Why?
Because it's not a case dealing with where he's able to be
the fact is they're both holding, they have no one's pulled away from, they're trying, right? Yeah, it's obviously not Yochel and Atik, right?
Tafu shows that it is Yochel and Atik.
What?
Tafu shows that it is possible.
No, because the case is he wasn't tukaf it. That's not our Mishnah. Our Mishnah's not tukaf. He's not yochel and not. He's not
yochel.
No, he's not. If he was able to, he would have. They're trying to. It's clearly not yochel and not take in our case. All right, they didn't manage to pull it away.
Yeah, but that's only because of the halacha. Yeah. Since he was
mochsekani. No. Shnayim mochsekani metalos. Why are they both mochsekani metalos right now?
He couldn't physically get it out of him.
Right. So is it yochel and not take?
Yes.
Out? No, it's not.
He's able to. He didn't.
He's physically not able to.
He wasn't able to.
So that
mean that.
So he's not able to.
Word,
if he could, he would have. He didn't. So he obviously couldn't. So and is let's say it this way. For sure, it's not a given that it's yochel and atik. Correct. So there's no kasha from arm. If the Gemara's question was yochel and atik should stop the kinyan, who said our Gemara, our Mishnah is yochel and atik? Who's that? Our Mishnah is the case of Yochel and Atik? No, it's not. So maybe the Kash is not from our Mishnah. Maybe the Kash is from Sudar. Is Sudar a case of Yochel and Atik? Hi, Sudar. Kibben Tavis Meshol Shal Shal Shkirin Mevinos Nareyu Kaman De Pasek Dami. Is that a case of Yochel and Atik?
Maybe not.
Maybe the Gemara is assuming that it's even a case of Yochel and Atik because all he's holding is Shal 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 Shal. I'm holding the rest of the Sudar. I don't know, it depends how strong the guy is. I don't know, is that called Yochel? If the Gemara's question is, Kiman de Pasak should override Yochel and Atik, then I understand the Gemara's question very good. The question of the case of Get Biyada, Umeshicha Biyadoi, it's Kiman de Pasak. She's definitely holding more than Shalash HaShalash over there. So who cares about Yochel and Atik? But if we want Yochel and Atik to affect our case, I don't know if our case is talking about Yochel and Atik.
Could it be, you say that Yochel and Atik is only by where it's bigger than Shalash HaShalash?
What do you mean?
Because then you wouldn't be able to be Matak if it's not a certain size. Because you can't have two people grabbing on something that's not.
Right.
Enough.
Could be. Could be. The Rishonim say something similar to that sometimes it's too heavy that it can't even be menatik it, or it's not going to be practical to be menatik based on that. David, do you understand what's bothering me? Okay. The Gemara over here is contrasting these two cases. But both of the cases are clearly Kaman de Pasak. But only one of the cases is clearly a case of Yochel and Atik. The case of Get Biyada, or Meshicha Biyada, is for sure a case of that it's Kaman de Pasak and Yochel and Atik. The case of our Mishnah is not Yochel and Atik. Shnayim Ochsim Metalos. If he was Yochel and Atik, he would have been Menatik a long time ago. And the case of Sudar is also not Muchach, it's Yochel and Atik. So the Chayra, it only makes sense that the Gemara's question, or it makes more sense, the Gemara's question is that why is Yochel and not take a Svara? Why don't you say Kaman de Pasak and then Yochel and not take is like ignored? Why don't we ignore the Yachol HaNatik because it's Kaman DePasach? Let me ask you a question. If I'm holding on to this cup and you're able to take it away from me, does it make it not and I'm holding it? So you're Yachol HaNatik. But it's Kaman DePasach. It's in my hand. So you can now pull it out of my hands. But if it's Kaman DePasach, this Yachol HaNatik should no longer be a Svara. That was the Gemara's question.
Doesn't Rashi match like that also? Eden Megarash is Alma Lav midnight, so it wouldn't be like.
Says Rashi. Get biyada shenasnava mashicha shakasha biyada. Him yesh koyach boise chuch yachal and atko le get biyada levi etzla Eden Megarash. Alma Lav Nasinahi. You see that it's not a Nasina? I don't know.
And the answer,
we
say, no, really, it's a
crazy.
It's
not a crazy. Yeah, but I don't know if that means either way. I'm not
the
Sinai.
The Gemara says, we say, no, really, it is different. Because
yeah, that's the answer. The question, what was the question? The question was, Lav Nasina. You see that Yochel Anatek is not a Nasina.
Basically,
the
answer to the question
was. Okay, what does the Gemara say? Says the Gemara. Ha some krisus beinon veleka, ha chanesina beinon vahaika. What's the Gemara's teretz? Ha some krisus beinon veleka, ha chanesina beinon vahaika. Says Rashi, krisus havdala shumuv dalem zemizeh. Very good. Hein b'chut zeh. You need it to be havdala. So, what's the Gemara's answer? Ha, some krisus be'inon. Veleka. Ha, chanesina be'inon. Ve'aika. So the Gemara's answer might be the following thing. Yochalin natek is a special din in krisus. It's a din in get. In order for there to be a get, it has to be that they are separated, that there is no connection between them at all. It has to be complete separation. Krisus means totally cut off. And if he's still holding on to this to the thread, even though it was the Nasan Biyada, but it's not felt in Krisus. This is a speciel chadin in Krisus. Masha'enkein, in the case of Kinyan, so there all you need is Kinyan, and when you have a Nesina, then it works. It could be the maskana of the Gemara is that the whole din of Yochel and Natek has nothing to do with Kinyan in the slightest. Because there's no Kinyan over here. This is not about the whole idea of Yochel and Natek is just a ma'akev in get. That's what one could understand.
It still has to do with the Kenyan of the get.
Well, it's a special din that get needs to have a krisus in order to have a Kenyan. You're right, the Kenyan won't be chal. But my point is like this. Let's say we would have a case of mekach u'memkar, where the loikeach is yochol linatek. Would you say that he's koine because he's yochol linatek? The if it's a special din in krisus, so then l'chayra yochol anatek has nothing to do with kinyan of mekach u'memkar b'chlal. That's how we could learn the Gemara's question. And it would make sense. The Gemara was asking only, what was the Gemara's question originally? Why do you say kiman de posak by get? That was the Gemara's question. The Gemara's answer is by get. We don't say kiman de posak. Why? Because special gzeres akosim. However, the Shitas HaRambam here, it's a very interesting Rambam. The Rambam says that a person can be koina with Yochel Anatik. A person can be koina with Yochel Anatik. The Gemara only shows us Yochel Anatik, at least in the maskana of the Gemara, as being a reason to be ma'akev egerishin. The Rambam seems to say no. The Gemara is saying Yochel Anatik is showing us that who is holding it. The Rambam is going to have to learn the Gemara's question the other way around, the way we said it before. The Gemara's question was that Yochel Anatik should stop a kinyan by the Suder because Yochel Anatik is a Muchzukai. Says the Gemara, no, it's not going to stop a kinyan because over there, Kaman the Pasak will overwhelm it. But Be'etzem Yochel Anatik is a Dover that makes a Muchzukai.
Why is the kinyan?
So the Achronim say that it could be the case, our case of our Mishnah is for sure not Yochel Anatik. You're right. In the case of Sudar, you could assume.
Okay,
just from Sudar. If he's the Kash, it would be just from Sudar. We'll assume Sudar is Yochel Anatik, even though it's not Muchach, Sudar is Yochel Anatik either. Why? Because Sudar is. Because one person is holding more of the Sudar than the other, or we say maybe it's saying it's Mashma even in the case of Yochel Anatik.
What's the Kinyan?
It's a good child. When you talk about what's the kinyan, is it kinyan yad? Maybe Yochel Anatik is kinyan yad, maybe it's kinyan hagbah. Different stud than what the kinyan of Yochel Anatik is. How is he being koyda? It's a good question.
What's the answer
to the Gemara is that Enoch Anami Yochel Anatik can be a kinyan. That's true. However, but if someone else is already holding it, it's Kamanda Pasak, then Yochel Anatik is not going to override that. Yochel Anatik mitzat only by Christus is Yochel Anatik going to override it. But the Gemara is continuing understanding that Yochel Anatik is a Muchsukais. But it's not a Muchsukais that's going to override a command of Pasuk. It won't override a command of Pasuk. So if one's command of Pasuk and the other one's Yochel Anatik, command of Pasuk wins. Well, let's say one's Yochel Anatik and the other one's not command of Pasuk, Yochel Anatik wins. So Yochel Anatik is a Muchsukais. Says the Gemara Vayter. Amar Rava, im hoisa talus muzheves cholkin. Rava says if the talus was gold, cholkin. Rashi says it doesn't mean it was gold. Says Rashi, kloyma afilu hi muzheves cholkin. It doesn't mean only if the talus is muzheves. Afilu hi muz, even if it's gold, cholkin. Pshita says the Gemara, that's pashut also. The gold is somewhere in the middle. Hainami pshita, that's also obvious. It's closer to one side. I might think that he could say, I want to split it this way. He split it that way. I assume he could also split it this way. I mean, I don't know exactly what would be if the gold is like not is it's not like in the middle. You'd have to make like a very creative way of split. I would assume that way also. I would assume. But the Gemara says the gold is on closer to one of them. I always say this is a very interesting Gemara. Gemara is a Hava, if the gold is close to one of them, he should get more of it. Kamashmalan, he doesn't. This Havamina is gonna be shver, according to Rashi. And the maskana is going to be shver according to Tosfos. What do I mean? We said Rashi holds each one is muchzak in the whole thing. Each one is muchzak in the entire thing. Rashi says that high tofes bekula, the high tofes bekula. Rashi on that base amid base. Rashi says the base amid base. Rashi says. Haytov is bekula, haytov is bekula. So they're both toughest in the whole thing. So what's bechlal? The Gemara's havamina that one should get because it's closer to one over the other. So it's closer. What, I'm toughest in the whole thing. You're toughest in the whole thing. What does closer have to do with anything?
Maybe it's different when you have different. That's what Maravai ever tells. When it's different values on each side, you don't say that he's toughest in the whole thing.
Okay, I don't understand why that would be true. That definitely would answer the question. She was suggesting somehow if the value of the talus is not the same, then maybe I would be toughest in part more than the other. I don't know why that would be. If I'm toughest in kula, I'm toughest in kula. I don't know why it would change.
Cool, it's the same because
why?
You guys both have the same muscle.
Yeah,
now that you're closer to one side, I don't know if other guys would be the same.
I hear that. I just don't know why necessarily that would be the case. But hear the gang. But Kipshuto, the way I understand, he's toughest in the whole thing. It's not going to change because there's something worth more closer to one of them than the other. So what's the havamina that you got? Once you get more than the other,
under his hand is for sure. He's not toughest on what's under, but the guy has.
Yeah, we're not talking about what's under his hand though. We're talking about what's not under his hand. We're talking about kal kashta, the chayra. What's under his hand, he's going to get more. Anything that's under his hand, let's get it clear. Avram is just bringing out a point here. Let's say what his Yoda Magas is on Zahav. Will he get what's Yoda Magas?
Yeah.
Yeah. Even though the rest of the, yeah, that, because that's Commander Pasuk, that's out. But what's not Yoda Magas, the Chayra Haitavis Bakula, Haitavis Bakula. So why should you think if something is close to him, he should get? And according to Tosis, I'm going to say the Gemara is Maskana. The Gemara says, no, you can say split it this way, split it that way. Hold on a second. I'm Muchsuk in half. You're Muchsuk in half. Which half am I Muchsuk in? What would you say? Which half am I Muchsuk in? They have closer to me. So why are we splitting the other way? This half is mine. What are you taking my half for? I'm Muchsuk in half and you're Muchsuk in half. My eye.
In case of the Mishnah where it's with Talos, it's the same across the board.
But why should it change?
Because it's different. You can't. No reason to bother your Muxik in half is just the same thing, but it's different.
Why should that change? Why am I if I'm Muxik in half?
Well, this is which half you have. Maybe I want half the year, because it's close to you.
That's okay. The Hanukkah Pshuta is that I'm Muxik in the half that's closer to me, and you're Muxik in the half that's closer to you. That's the way we started, right? That's what everyone assumed. So that's the case. Why does it change if what's closer to me is worth more money? So you could say a little bit of a different nusach, which is a chiddush here. We could say the pshat is that I'm muchzuk in a half of the talus, and not a particular half. I'm muchzuk in a half of the talus, and you're muchzuk in a half of the talus. But in a chanami, it's not clear that my half is, maybe that's gufa, the gemara's havamin and maskana. The havamin was, I'm muchzuk in this half, I get this half, what's the kamash malon? My muchzukayas is not really defined in a specific half. I have a half of the talus. Which half? Don't know.
So why is
Gemara
to say Lashon of Zav that there's more flesh in part? It's a regular case of Karkashka that it doesn't matter which half you brought on. So what's it going to show?
Right. So the Chayra, if you're not talking about a case of Zav, so who cares which half you're splitting? Why would I want this half over that half? But now where you're saying the Zav is closer to someone else's side, I might think that because over there he's got he has an advantage of saying that maybe it's okay, I'm going to take this half because this half is my Mechzukais. That's good for the Kamash Malan of the Gemara, is that's not the way we look at the Mechzukais. The Mechzukais is you have a schus for half in the Talos. Which half? Undefined. Undefined. The Chayra Azoy Kum Tois. The Chayra doesn't make a difference, you know, where the gold is or how it's divided in the Talos. Right, if you have spots of gold, you don't have to like figure out how to cut it in a way that it's going to be.
Rash certainly not dafka it's gold. He's saying even in the case of it's gold.
And a chanami.
Even said on Kohen Taisus is a true one, Rash.
No, about it. The chokin would be even.
What difference does it make? What
difference? Rash is just saying that the chiddush is not just that. It's not only a chloiku by zav. Even by zav, yeah, it's a chloiku. What's the chiddush? I would have thought by zav, maybe you don't do it. It's kamash malan that even over here.
By zav, you know, because you can't cut gold.
No, because I would think that because it's closer to him, therefore he gets.
What? Nothing to do with the actual splitting.
I would think that I'm going to get with that. Let's say this talus is worth $300. $200 is worth over here. This is worth $100. I might think that he gets $200 and I get $100 because he split it in the middle. Kamash Malan, no,
we didn't go in the middle. Let's
no, it's not. It's leaning towards the side of one of them.
You already said Chalkim Bishav in the beginning of the ratio tomorrow.
Right.
So why was there a chiddush by Zav if we already have this question and answer of how much the guy gets already? So, like, what additional question is going to help? You already know we know in other places that you split it Shabbat by Shabbat in the middle, but there's no difference if you split it this way, that way, nothing, it's all going to be the same. It's $50 and $50. Because everyone's got 50 bucks.
By gold, it's going to make a difference because the gold is not smack in the middle. The gold is to the side of the talus. So now half the talus is worth 200. The other half the talus is worth 100. So if you split it in the middle, I get 200, you get 100. The Kamash Malan is we don't do that. We're going to be chulking it either this way or 150 and 150. Why would I have a Havamina? So according to Tosis, the Havamina is great because I'm Muxik in half, you're Muxik in half. I would think that whatever half I'm Muxik in, and that's the half closer to me. That was the Gemara's Havamina. The Kamash one of the Gemara is that's not the way you look at the Muxikais. I have a schus half of the talus, not a defined half. I get a half. So if the talus is worth 300, I'm going to get a half of the talus. Whichever half doesn't make a difference. But so that's the maskana. According to Rashi, though, we don't understand what the havamin even was. According to Rashi, I'm mukhzik in the whole talus. You're mukhzik in the whole talus. Why is there a havamina that one of them should get more than the other? So there's an alternative shot in this Gemara, totally alternative. Our Gemara doesn't say the word chalkin bishvua. Right? Amar Rava, im hoisa talus musheves chalkin. The Gemara doesn't say bishvua. Says the Marasha, I have a whole shot in this Gemara. This Gemara is not talking about Shnayim Oichzim Metalis. There was a misunderstanding, a misinterpretation. Gemara is talking about two people are doing a kinyan on a talis bivasachas. Says the Marasha, that's why there's no Shvua, because no one's arguing. Everyone's agreeing over here. This is not a machloikis of this one saying it's mine, this one saying it's mine. They're both picking it up at the same time. And they agree that they pick it up at the same time. What is going to be the din when they both agree that they pick it up at the same time? So over here, Avada Rashi agrees in this case, if we both pick it up at the same time, we don't both own or not muchzik in the whole thing. We're going to pick it up. Half is going to become mine, half is going to become yours. Now Rashi can understand that was the Gemara's question. Do we say, ploig hachi, I get this half, and you get that half? Or do you say, I get this half, ploig hachi, I get this tonight, and you get that half?
Can't take the last case of Mishnah.
What?
Can't take the last case of Mishnah.
What do you mean?
Both of that you get half, and I get half. I'm not saying whole thing's mine.
Right.
The last case of Mishnah was whole.
That's what he's saying. It's not whole thing below Shavuot.
That's just the last case of Mishnah.
What happened?
I came in saying all
this
mine, the other guy came in saying the whole thing's mine, and now we're money though.
Then what
did
that what?
More than that what?
That
really you get half and I get half.
Why?
Why are we money
though? Why do you get half and I get half? Because we picked it up at the same time.
Right.
So that's
still the last case of the mission.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
should I think
she
says we picked it up at the same
time? I would have thought when two people pick it up at the same time, I get the half that's closer to me, you get the half that's closer to you. And that's the way we would split the talus. The Kamash will know we split the talus this way, not this way.
What shaykhs to our Gemara?
We split the talus this way and that way. It has no shaykhs. It has very little shaykhs to our Gemara, if he's there. There is very little shaykhs. That's the way the Marsha learns. The Chayyur Rashi is going to have to learn like that, or else what's the Gemara's Havamina? Why would I think one is going to get more than the other? Both muchzik in the whole thing. It's a chaluk mitam suffik, for sure. Chaluk mitam suffik. You're going to split it 50-50. Elamai, over here we're not talking about chaluk mitam suffik, bichlal. We're talking about everyone's maida. It's chaluk mitam vadai in this case. And therefore, I would think, could be according to the way that we're learning in Rashi, the Marsha's Pshat, you can only split it this way and this way. You can't split it like on a weird angle. Doesn't mean just split it. That's what it's play kachi, the argoy or the rachboy. But to split it like on a weird angle, let's say the gold is distributed, scattered on the talus. It's either this way or that way. It's no other way. It's not. No one splits a talus like that.
If you can split them entirely, who cares?
The question is the bilus. How much do I own?
Oh.
So I either own this or I own that. We're afterwards going to go sell the talus. And the Sanal is right. Afterwards, we're going to sell the talus. We're anyway not going to cut the talus up. But my bilus is either going to be this way or that way. And that's the question of the person says, Miga de Zachal and Afshi, Zachal and Chavi. We're both picking up at the same time. So are we assuming that I'm picking up, I'm getting this half? You could say, no, maybe I want to get that half. Not sure. It sounds like from Rashi, it's either this way or that way. Can't you? According to Tosfos, Lechoira, the Gemara's Maskan is I own half of the talus. Doesn't mean, it's no defined half. So then, whatever the value of the talus is, that's going to be the half. It doesn't make a difference. According to Rashi, that's not the word over here. Rashi is saying, according to Marsha is saying the Pshat is we're both picking it up on the Miskaven to be kind of together. How do you break up the talus? I own this half, you own that half? Right? It seems like from Rashi, it's the Ark or the Rachboy, the stuff of Vissen. I'll call upon him.
According to Tosfos, the Gemara is still shver. Because if it's time with the talus, the Baladinim don't decide how to split it. It's Bezdin splitting it. It's not the Baladinim. So why is there a back and forth in the Baladinim?
Right.
According to Rashi, it's Moshe Rabbishma.
Right, right.
That's it's them deciding, honestly.
Right. Yeah, that was the language of the... it often bothered me, these types of things in the Gemara. But the language of the Gemara, to Amar Lei Ploy Hachi, why are we talking to each other? Bezin is going to divide it. We're not dividing it. To Amar Lei Ploy Hachi, why is this a conversation between the two of them? According to Rashi, it's a machlekes of how were we kinda? In which way was I Kilo having Kavana when I picked it up together with you? According to Tosis, this is just a question of what Bezin's doing, so let Bezin do it. My chaz is deploy gachim, but what's the amar le? Yeah. I'll call panem rabbi say, I do believe we did a very thorough job over here in the sugya. There's an interesting Tosfos in Yochel Anatek, which there's interesting things to speak about. Tosfos tries to figure out how it is a get supposed to be given. It's very interesting because Sukkum Tochais, it's very hard to give a get. It's very hard to give a get because we're always worried about the following thing. Let's say a man gives a get to an Isha. And the woman's hands open. The man puts the get into her hands. Now, if he can pull it out now, right? So are they divorced right now?
No.
This is the man. You want to be the woman? Okay, he's the woman. No, don't close. Now, are they divorced at this moment?
No.
Why not?
Nothing.
Okay.
Why not?
Because I'm your cholonatic. And Krisus Bilan. It's not Krisus.
You throw it in her property, you can't take it?
No, I'm giving it to her. Right now. I'm holding it. Right now I'm holding it. If I throw it into her property, then it'll be good. But I'm holding it. Here it goes. What do you think? Don't close.
Even she can also grab it? She's also Yacholonatic.
Well, yeah, because I'm Yacholonatic right now. Right now I'm Yacholonatic. Right? So now, would this be divorced at this moment? Is this divorced?
No.
What about if I put it on the table and I say to the woman, take it? Are they divorced?
No.
Why not? You need a sina. Okay. So what about if I do this? I put it here, and then she closes her hands on it. Are they divorced?
No.
Why not?
Why not?
Oh, no, I can't. And that's it, let go. Nope. So she says no.
Grab it back.
Why not? Let's try it again. Here goes. Leave your hand open. Are they divorced?
No.
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 Are they divorced?
No.
No. Even if he takes it. Are they divorced? No. No.
Why is it not a drop in her hand?
It's not an asina. Why is it not an asina?
Because
she made it not Yochalanatek anymore. So she is the one that did it. So you know how they give a get nowadays? She closes her hand like this. They roll it up and he stuffs it into her hand. That's the way they do it. Why? Because then she's not the one making it that it's that's an asina. He's making
afraid.
What?
She did
the afraid. Yeah, but it doesn't work. Tosfos says it doesn't work. I would have thought also maybe the Maisa, he did the Nesina, it's just that she's just being Eiker the Chrysos. Tosfos says no. We can see it inside. Take a look in Tosfos. That's the way Halacha the Maisa, they give a get. They have her close her hands, or he just drops it into her hand. It's another thing. He drops it. But he can't put it in her hand. If he puts it into her hand, you got a serious problem. So he does. So either you do the following thing, open your hand. Like that. That would be okay. But to place it in her hand is not good. Let's see, Tosfos.
If she doesn't close her hand,
there's
no problem.
What?
If she doesn't close her hand, even if he puts it in, there
shouldn't be a problem. But, then let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as she doesn't, yeah.
Can you just find her? Just stop it.
Nero. What? You have the same problem. Yeah. Nero. V'hoysa yada psucha b'shas shenasen get liyad. If her hands are open, when the get is placed in their hands, v'nishra mashicha biyadu, and it's still in his hand, a thread or the corner of the thing, whatever. V'kafza yada, and now she closes her hand. V'chayzek shemashach mashicha lo yochalai bi'atzlai. Shein megureshes. They're not divorced. Sharei kishanasan biyada, kaidim shekafza yada, and he put it in her hand before she closed them. Hayochalai bi'atzlai. He could grab it back. V'akfitza lo asahu elahi, and the closing of the hands, he didn't do, she did. She's taking the get from the karka. So Her hand was already closed. She stooped it into her hand. Now he tried to pull it away. We're in a Tom Pirish. And get kaved kolkach. The get is so heavy that if he'll try to pull the get, tenatek. So let's say he put it. He's not holding on to this. He's holding on to a string. If it's so heavy, you can leave your head open. That if he now tries pulling, it's not going to work. It'll snap. Then it's going to work. Our hand is open. She didn't do anything. So those are the different ways that a person can be megarish and isha. Either he could just drop it into her hand like that, or if he's placing it, she has to have her hand to fist closed, and you stuff it in, and then it's megureshes.